could not do that. I thought my life was over, and my lifelong plans that I wouldn't be able, that I wanted to fulfill, I thought I would never be able to do, which just simple things like enjoy my children and enjoy their children. That's all I asked, and it just seemed like those plans were down the drain. I just couldn't believe this was happening to me. After all, you know, I felt I took good care of myself. I worked out faithfully at the local gym 4 times a week. I watched what I ate. I got pretty good rest, I thought. But now I couldn't even function after making a little bit of breakfast for my kids. You know, what kind of a life is that? Well, after extensive blood work, which doctors now pretty much, they know what type of blood work to do. At first it was dark. They didn't know what kind of blood work, but now they do. And a diagnosis of the Epstein-Barr syndrome or chronic fatigue syndrome was made. My doctor couldn't help me, but in a way I'm grateful that he didn't give me any antiviral drugs, which I've learned now that some people can take to kind of alleviate the symptoms. But I'm glad he didn't do that, because I've read that those drugs do have bad side effects that can lead to other problems. And I didn't need any other problems. He did say to eat right, get plenty of rest, and take vitamins to supplement my diet. During my blood work, he found that I was low in calcium. I was anemic for the first time in my life. Not knowing anything about nutrition or vitamins at the time that I did get sick, you know, I asked the doctor what kind I should take, and he recommended Centrum, Oscal for the calcium deficiency, vitamin C, which I didn't even know why he recommended that, and a Thiosol or Farenthiol iron tablet for my anemic condition. He did tell me to even take 3 and 4 Centrums a day, which I thought, oh my God, you know, the bottle says 1 a day, you know. But I thought, since my doctor told me this, it wouldn't hurt me. After 4 months of this vitamin routine, there was absolutely no change in my condition whatsoever. I can honestly say that. I still had all the symptoms. I was even more discouraged, and I got more depressed. It's a very devastating type thing to be tired all the time. In the past, doctors were stumped with this chronic fatigue syndrome, and they concluded, or their only conclusion was, that the symptoms were in these people's minds. And it's not just women. This strikes any type of person, male, female, young, and old. I have talked to people of all different ages, men and women. But they concluded, like I said, that this disease was a mind disease. In the end, they were referred to psychiatrists. Well, now that they know that it is not just a mind disease, it is a serious physical condition. 4 months after the illness took hold and after I tried everything, including the vitamins that my doctor wanted me to take, and trying to gain as much knowledge on my own as I could, I feel that God brought Dolores Mock and me together, and it changed my whole life at that point. She convinced me. She really didn't have to convince me that much, because I was a desperate person at that time, but she convinced me to take the Shaklee supplements instead of the synthetic vitamins that I had been taking. I received excellent results after a short period of time. I still had little downhills here and there, but so do people without Epstein-Barr. I mean, we all have our good days and our bad days. But the downhills got less and less, and there was a lot more uphills ever since that day that I started taking the Shaklee supplements. At this point, which is about a year after I've been on the supplements, I'm back to that non-stop person again, and what a great life it is. I feel like I have a second chance to life, and I feel better now than I ever did before. I didn't know what it was like to feel this good. I haven't had to see my doctor for any symptoms since day one with the Shaklee supplements. So it did not take me this year to recover. I felt I've recovered long before this year has been up, doing this tape for people that I hope will, you know, this tape will help people, but it's just been amazing. And he even thought that I would be coming back to him all the time. He said that I would have symptoms all my life from the weakened immune system, and I haven't even had a cold. It's just amazing. I still can't believe it, but I have to, because this is happening to me. Most important of all, I have learned so much about listening to my body and taking care of it with the nutrition and the necessity for food supplementation in this day and age. It's so exciting that I just can't get enough of it. I've seen so many people getting great results, including my cousin, who had a very hard life suffering from migraine headaches for 19 years. And amazingly enough, it sounds hard to believe, but I just can't stress enough for people that have something that they don't want to live with to try them, because they have nothing to lose. But going back to my cousin, she doesn't have her migraines again, and guess what? They stopped the day that she started taking Shaklee supplements. This is a miracle, but we can make miracles happen if we try a little bit. Knowledge is good too, and the Shaklee definitely made me learn a lot about my body. In the past year, I've been in contact with other of these sufferers with the chronic Epstein-Barr, and some were willing and some are still skeptical about the food supplements. We have to take charge of our own bodies. I can only tell them what I went through, and it's up to them to take charge of their health. People should do this instead of letting, you know, a doctor take charge of their health, because they're the ones that know how they feel. Well, guess which ones are the ones that are feeling great? I don't even have to tell you that. I will never stop talking about the Shaklee and what it did for me. I feel that's the least I can do. I feel my ordeal was a blessing almost in disguise, so God could open my eyes to what was happening to my body. I can't believe how blind I was about taking care of my inner self. Many thanks to Dolores Mock. She was a great help and a superwoman anytime I had any questions. And I've never met Dr. Shaklee, but from gaining knowledge about his life and how he came about with the natural food supplements, he was definitely a gifted man. There's no doubt in my mind. Okay, the fiber wafers really help. I was taking 10 fiber wafers a day. And also very important is 3 tablespoons of protein per day. More if needed, it won't hurt you. He did suggest also no red meat. And I follow that sometimes, but I do crave hamburgers once in a while. I don't think it hurts me. Once you get your immune system built up, I think you can eat pretty much what you want. There is one thing I want to mention, and they're called fatigue attacks with the Epstein-Barr. It's pretty much what it says. It's you feel like the bottom just fell out. You know, you just get so tired all of a sudden. But on the onset of one of these attacks, he told me to take 4 B complex, 4 calcium magnesiums, and an energy bar to lift you out of that tired slump. I want to emphasize again the 3 tablespoons of the protein per day, because your body can't absorb all those nutrients without the protein. I've learned a lot about protein. I don't need as much of the supplements that I just mentioned. I initially did. But I do take them faithfully. I'm a very disciplined person anyway, so it's not hard for me. But I do take them faithfully. That's very important. And I stick to taking all the nutrients that I did mention.